Welcome to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte, the ultimate mind-body-spirit workout to help you live a more purposeful life. Now, here's the host of Spiritually Fit on Empower Radio, Chris Forte.
Hello, humble warriors. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Spiritual Fit Show, the ultimate body, mind, and spirit workout. Grateful that we could spend a little time together today. Each week, the intent of our show is to discuss certain practices you can use to keep yourself in tip-top spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional shape. We call this practice spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness is an enlightened daily practice which is intended to enable you to slow down, look within, handle the obstacles in your life with grace, and ultimately live a more purposeful life. These easy-to-apply 7 daily practices can help anyone who is looking to transform their life. So, welcome everyone. For those that are new to the show, or this may be their first time listening, spiritual fitness is, there are 7 daily practices we use. And over the last several shows, we've covered the top 3, which have been a daily prayer practice. We spent a couple shows on nutrition. And then we've spent a couple shows on the importance of fitness and yoga. And we've had some guests along the way to help educate us on the importance of putting the right food and liquids in our body and to exercise and certain practices like yoga. And it's all kind of intertwined in the body, mind, and spirit workout. And in today's show, we're going to talk about 2 other exercises, reading and writing, and these are 2 exercises of the spiritual fit lifestyle. This practice has many benefits from the emotional and spiritual health side. It's a practice that can help anyone enhance their body, mind, and spirit connection. And before we dive deeper a little bit and take some excerpts from my book, The Humble Warrior, we're all going to create some sacred space and just do a 60-second meditation. My brother here, Nate, I'm going to give him a countdown to 3, 2, 1. And when that happens, you know, all we're going to do together is for 1 minute, just close our eyes, focus on our breath, deep inhales and exhales out the nose with the mouth shut, and create that sacred space between us and have a beautiful show. Okay? So, Nate, are you ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everybody. Great. First of all, I want to say thank you for joining me in that meditation. So what I'm going to do right now, for those of you who are new to the show, the spiritual fitness lifestyle can be found in my book, The Humble Warrior, Spiritual Tools for Living a Purposeful Life. And I'm just going to read what we talk about is, first of all, about reading. So I'm opening page 83 of my book right now, and I'm just going to read what I wrote about reading, and then I'll dive a little bit deeper into it. So reading is crucial for a path of spiritual fitness. Up until the age of 29, I didn't read anything except the sports page or the business section. That was the extent of my world. What I found is that committing to reading a little each day is the way to go. A spiritual warrior is one who reads anything to inspire him or herself. Personally, I like reading spiritual personal development books, as well as biographies about entrepreneurs and athletes. Daily readers in the morning have been a part of my routine for the past 10 years. When you read something that's uplifting briefly at the start of your day, you can plant positive words in your head. I highly recommend Starting with Positive Thinking Every Day by Norman Vincent Peale. If you're going through a tough time, I highly recommend The Book of Awakening by Mark Nepo. These two daily readers will take you less than 3 minutes to read. Read books for 20 minutes a day before you go to bed as well, or as a substitute for television. So, reading. So, like I mentioned, I was 29 years old. I was actually going through an interesting time of my life. I was married for over a year. I was doing very well. I had a successful business in Chicago, and we had our first daughter, and something wasn't clicking right, and my wife and I started going to therapy at that time. And then after about a few sessions, the therapist said, "Chris, you really need to see someone on your own." And I said, okay, and went to this therapist and kind of just shared this exact story that I'm sharing with you. Obviously, we dove in a little deeper. It was like an hour session. And the next session, she gave me the book, The Alchemist. And The Alchemist is a book by Paulo Coelho. And I recommend, you know, this is obviously a show for anyone, but for any men or young men, or it doesn't even matter your age, this is a great book. And I highly recommend it. I read this book in the 90s, and I guess it's today it's sold over 500 million copies, and it's an international bestseller. But from a high level, it's about the journey of a man finding himself. And I'm not going to get too much into details to ruin the story for anybody, but it's a great book and it's an easy read. And, you know, I read it in one sitting, I think, and, you know, it opened me up, and reading opened me up, and it really, from that point, I just became a sponge reading spiritual and personal development books. But over time, you know, as we go down this path and we try to better ourselves, you know, I was thinking about, you know, okay, what stuff do I read, if anything? And, you know, and back then we have newspapers. Nobody really reads a newspaper anymore, but, you know, maybe some of us old timers still like to hold that paper. But, you know, I was really looking, what positive stuff am I reading? Or am I reading positive or negative stuff? And then I just got into a rhythm of replacing television with reading. And, you know, since that time, as I mentioned, this has been a progress over the last, it's been a well over 10 years now. But the dramatic effect that has done for myself, and it really falls in line with everything we've talked about. If it's yoga, if it's eating healthy, if it's a prayer practice, these are incremental steps. And so I highly recommend is the Positive Thinking Every Day by Norman Vincent Peale. Something, you know, in the morning that gets you on a routine that's daily. And that's so 365 positive quotes, you know, something daily that you could first put in maybe in the morning. And it's I've had that book. The pages are kind of all ripped up, but I've had that for the last 10 years. But it's kind of amazing. Now that I start reading them and going over and over, it's like, wow, I thought I read this yesterday and it was a year ago. But, you know, it's that type of repetition. And, you know, this show's about spirituality. And I saw a great quote by the Dalai Lama, and I can't recall it word for word, but spirituality, there's got to be discipline to spirituality. And that's kind of what spiritual fitness is all about, is we're here having a discipline of doing something either daily or weekly that's part of a routine. And from that, you know, the goal is that this discipline turns into a commitment and then turns more into a devotion. But really through reading, you find out more about yourself, and, you know, you can mix it up, you know, if you like suspense or comedy or fiction or nonfiction or biographies, you know, I would highly recommend it. And, you know, and I would just commit to it. You know, everybody's got different goals. I hear some guys or gals saying, oh, I like to read, you know, 30 books a year, 50 books a year, 60 books a year, whatever it may be. And, you know, this practice is just saying, can you commit to 20 minutes a day? Can you commit to 20 minutes a day? So, The Alchemist, if you've not read that book, I highly recommend picking that book up. And, you know, that is a book that really put me started really asking the questions for me, you know, what is my purpose? Why am I here? And really opened me up. And I consider it probably the greatest spiritual book out there. And, you know, and for those of you that have not heard about my book, The Humble Warrior, Spiritual Tools for Living a Purposeful Life, that's a great book too. But that really just breaks down the seven steps and gives you the opportunity to create your own spiritual fitness plan. So, you know, for reading, just to recap, find something that you can do daily, a daily morning reader, and then find some books that, you know, you can start lining up for yourself and start reading 20 minutes a day. I have found that for myself and people I've worked with, that reading really right before you go to bed is really kind of like a peaceful transition before we do our nightly prayer practice. So I think that's all I got on the reading point here. So before we dive into writing, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsor.
Learn why people fail to stay healthy. For example, diabetes and hypertension are symptoms, not diseases. They stem from three main reasons: inability to detox effectively, poor digestion, and long-term inflammation. Dr. Nisha Chellam can help you learn how and why these affect you and how to address each one systematically so you can truly discover the cause of the symptoms or disease and how to really resolve them if possible rather than simply manage them. Dr. Chellam believes you are your best doctor. Learn more about the functional medical way from a traditional MD who knows the science of the disease and understands the art of healing. Connect with Dr. Chellam at holisticicon.com. Consultations with Dr. Chellam are available regardless of where you live. Let Dr. Chellam help you resolve your health issues rather than simply manage them. Visit Dr. Chellam online now at holisticicon.com. That's holisticicon.com. Now back to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte on Empower Radio.
Welcome back, my spiritual fitness friends. We just got finished talking about reading, and now we're going to dive in and talk to you about a writing practice. And so right now I'm just going to go back into the Humble Warrior book and go to page 84 here. And a little excerpt on writing. Here it is. Writing is a core component in the spiritual fitness practice. For a guy, it may seem a little intimidating or weird to keep a journal, but this is also a must. Journaling isn't something you need to do daily. To start, just take 10 to 20 minutes to write once a week. Don't think, just write. Let the pen hit the paper and go. Let it come from your heart, not your head. Writing is a gateway to the heart. Make the journal your best friend. Write your story. So I can tell you that writing was very instrumental, number one, right, for me writing this book. But more importantly, it was really to find myself and get to know me. And I had about, I think, maybe 17 years worth of, if you want to call it journals, it was just notebooks and papers and what have you. And, you know, they were a big asset when we wrote this book. But, you know, it's a practice, and it's something that, you know, one of the hardest things, I think, sometimes what I've realized in talking with folks is, you know, one of the hardest things to do is be still. That's why some, you know, a lot of us maybe have a little trouble having a meditation practice or what have you. Writing actually kind of helps you get to that place, because you're sitting when you're writing, you're in a place of stillness. The mind might be racing, but when you're starting to write, it's that gateway to your heart. And to just kind of let go and then like look back at what you're writing, you know, could help you assist you, you know, on your path. And, you know, write about anything. Write about your relationships, write about your career, write about, if you're a father or mother, about your relationship with your kids, with your spouse, with your boyfriend, with your girlfriend. Write about your relationship, your spiritual relationship. Write about your relationship with God, or, you know, but, you know, get it down. on paper. And, you know, it'll be something that can definitely assist you on the path. And, you know, sometimes it also helps, you know, communicate with one another. You know, I mean, heck, email is now used widely, right? Compared to almost maybe too much, and texting. So, you know, this is something, again, to assist you on your path. And, you know, write your own story. You know, in the business world, you know, one of the reasons I think that, you know, and speaking truth here is, you know, on this spiritual path, sometimes you don't know why you're doing things, but you need to be doing things. And that goes to this show. I've, you know, made a commitment to do this show, but as I've been going down the path, it's like, why am I doing this show when, you know, I have all these other things going on? And I think one of the main reasons is that spirituality could be, is a big part in the business world. And the reason I talk about that is because we're in the writing section. You know, we're accustomed to writing business plans and goals and pro formas. Well, that's the same thing with our lives. And if you're a business minded entrepreneur, or you're in the business world and you've done those things, you know, maybe this is something that could help you, also assist you with your path of life. And so we're talking about, you know, we've talked about reading, we talked about writing. You know, writing is not something that, you know, is something that needs to be done daily, but if you're in a rhythm, go for it. But, you know, I would, you know, recommend seeing if you can write for 10 to 20 minutes a week, and just start where you are. And, you know, again, both the reading and writing is a practice that can help enhance your body, mind, and spirit connection. So that's going to kind of lead us into some of the other things that are part of the plan, the spiritual fitness plan, and that is mantras and affirmations. That kind of just falls, as in a way, it's in its own bucket, but it kind of falls under this bucket too. But is by reading and writing, you could find up with your personal mantra. You know, there's a lot of commercials right now. I don't know if you've seen them. Maybe it was during the Olympics, about Muhammad Ali saying, "I am the greatest. I am the greatest." You know, he took that and ran with it. And there was obviously a lot of truth to that, you know, is him being one of the greatest, if not the greatest boxer of all time, but also a great human being and a lot he's done for the world. And so what is your mantra? And what is something where I am blank, I am the greatest, or I am love, I am this, whatever that may be. And through reading and writing, you can get to that personal mantra. And then affirmations it's kind of like what we talked about, the daily readers, is affirmations you have throughout the day, positive affirmations that you're either reading or that you're writing. And, you know, that can help assist in the reading and writing practice. So mantras and affirmations. So I'm trying to think where to kind of go here next. You know, for those of you who have listened, you could see how this practice breaking down can actually be quite simple through a prayer practice, through a nutrition practice, through a yoga fitness practice, through a writing practice, through a reading practice, and through a mantra and affirmation practice. And we're going to save meditation for a little bit later, not on this show. So, you know, I guess for those who've been listening, now it's maybe time to put that, you know, pen to paper. If this is something you're looking for, or you think something that can help you, assist you on your path. You know, I had a great dinner with another guy last night in his mid-40s, going through a transformation. And it's so nice, you know, and refreshing to talk about this stuff, you know, with another guy. And you know, he's going down the path and just, he's like, wow, this can really help me. Just a little structure, just a little reading, just a little writing, just a little structure, because we all are spiritual beings here having a human experience, and we all can tap into the divine, which is in each one of us. And that's what makes each one of us unique. And, you know, you know, we all want to do good in the world. You know, we all have love in our hearts, and it's kind of like maybe the conditions we were brought up in and life that has kind of just taken us away from that, of really knowing who we are. And there's nothing wrong with that. And so, you know, this again is a practice that, you know, can help anyone on the path. And I guess what we'll do is let's do a meditation together. But this is going to be a different, this is going to be a kind of like, I'm going to say it's more of a writing exercise, meditation practice. So get yourself a pen and paper. And if you're obviously driving or you're walking, you don't have the ability to do that. When you have a chance, do it. Okay. And I'm going to open up my book, because one of the things we all have are past wounds. And once you realize those past wounds, you know, it's major in breaking through. And so let's do this one writing exercise. And let me find it. Okay. So these are thoughts to consider, okay? And I'm just going to read an excerpt again from the back of the book. I break down the book in thoughts to consider for each chapter for a writing exercise. So in the first chapter, I shared about my story about the first time I heard the voice. Think back about your childhood. Did you ever have any type of mystical experience that happened to you when you were young, that you thought was strange and yet you didn't share with anyone? Have you ever heard a voice within? You know, and in the book says take 20 minutes to write about the above experience, but take a minute to 5 minutes when you have an opportunity to write about that. You were young. We were all young at some point. But did you have an experience maybe where you thought you heard a certain voice? Was that voice God? Did you see something that was unexplainable? Did something happen when you were young that you recall that maybe you didn't share with anybody? You thought it was a little, either you were scared by it, or it was mystical, or what have you. So think about that. And maybe you weren't young. Maybe it happened later in life. But that voice within, we all have that voice. Okay? And let's do one more. And this one, I think everybody goes through. And I don't think anybody not goes through this. Okay? This was in the second chapter. I talk about not being good enough. It's saying that in my story was in my dad's eye. Was there ever a time in your life when you didn't feel like you were good enough? And I think once you realize, this was very powerful when I got to this, and just, you know, it was a very healing relationship with my dad, because, you know, everybody again is trying, you know, at the core we're beautiful human beings, and everybody's trying to do the best that we can. But And nobody's really, I think sometimes nobody's really trying to make us not feel good at sometimes, but we may just take it that way. And then there are some times where it is deliberate. But there was again a time in all our lives when you were young. It could have been from a parent, it could have been from a coach, it could have been from a sibling, it could have been a family member. But what is that time? Because we carry that. And I don't know if you were with Dr. Nisha Shellam, who's a proud sponsor of our show here, but a lot of the physical pain we carry is from emotional pain. And sometimes it is years. And I'm not talking 1 or 2 years, but 10, 20, 30 years. And it all stems back from an emotional pain of when we were not good enough in someone's eyes, or we did not feel that way. And once you discover that, that is a very freeing feeling. And it's that in itself is transformational. And then there's a place where you could forgive, not only forgive the person for making you feel that way, but you can forgive yourself and you can move on from that and let that bad boy go. That is the past. Okay. So those are the two things to do this week. Writing exercises is one. Have you ever heard that voice within? Have you ever seen something that was really unexplainable and you didn't share? And two is write about that experience where you didn't feel you were good enough, or, you know, and just let it out. And hope through those two little writing exercises that helps you on your path. Again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the show. More about the spiritual fitness lifestyle can be found in my book, The Humble Warrior, which can be found on my website, chrisforte.com or Amazon. You could also listen to any episodes of Spiritual Fit on my Instagram page, Chris Forte Humble Warrior. If you want to connect with me, please send me an email to chris@chrisforte.com. Would love to help you any way I can on your spiritual journey. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Live brave.